You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans.
Now, the tough question is if you get to the question of, we need more dollars for roads, what does that actually mean? Well, again, you know I'm a CPA. I actually believe this is a package, a program to save us money. This is not about costing us money. This is about saving us money.
That's Governor Snyder.
And building for the future.
That's Governor Snyder in his State of the State address last night discussing more money for improving roads in Michigan. We're joined right now by Republican Representative Eric Nesbitt, who represents Van Buren and part of Kalamazoo County in the State House. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Gordon.
Let's talk a little bit about improving roads. What could you support? The governor there mentioned user fees. He mentioned gas taxes. What could you support to raise additional money for roads?
Well, we need to look at the whole package in terms of infrastructure, roads, bridges, mass transit. And as we look at that whole package, we're currently spending about $3.4 billion. And we need to make sure that the money that's being spent today is being spent efficiently and being spent effectively through both our local road commissions, through the Department of Transportation, and making sure that every dollar is being spent responsibly. At the same time, we need to look at prioritizing projects. And in terms of looking at additional monies for transportation, it needs to be one of our three top priorities, including education and along with law enforcement. Last year, we've taken a portion of the revenue from the sales tax that was collected on gasoline, and we've been putting that into transportation. I'd like to work on expanding that instead of it going to the general fund and other areas, but these taxes that are currently being collected on gasoline that are going into other areas, start working to shift that towards transportation projects. There's some, and I look forward to having a larger and more robust discussion in terms of how do we, not just how do we fund, but how do we make sure we have long-lasting roads that are good quality.
Now, you mentioned prioritizing there. Are you saying that there's some projects in the state that we should be putting on the back burner that aren't as important?
Well, I think we need to be looking at in terms of, and the governor mentioned it last night in his message, in terms of the funding formulas and what's prioritized. We need to be looking at, for example, I-84 continues to be an extremely heavily traveled road. There continues to be areas that I think in terms of where you see the heavy traffic and where you see the most need, that we need to ensure that those investments are prioritized first.
The governor, of course, mentioned the idea of the Educational Achievement Authority, which he has backed for quite a while. The Michigan Education Association put out their response last night saying that this really has not been proven to improve education. What are your thoughts on education policy in general?
Well, I've served the last 2 years on the House Education Committee for the Education Achievement Authority specifically, which currently operates in the city of Detroit, has 15 very poor performing schools in their authority. They started operating this last year, and so they're just finishing up really the first semester of operation. These are the persistently low performing school districts trying to look at other options in terms of providing students new achievement authorities. I had concerns with the legislation that was introduced last year. We had about 17 hours worth of hearings that I sat through, and I provided my own suggestions in terms of trying to narrow the scope, allowing into understanding what the matrices are for how school buildings would get into the program and how they would exit. So there's a lot more questions that I have. I look forward to taking the governor up on his ask in terms of us having me visit the some of the schools in Detroit. I think every student in Michigan deserves to have a good quality education, being able to achieve that.
One of the concerns that's been raised about this is that it's centralizing control with the state as opposed to allowing more local control. Do you have concerns about that?
Well, that was one of the concerns that looking at when I was questioning it during the committee hearings was that is this too much of a centralized solution? Well, let's give it some time. Let's see if we can see the results from the current authority. And I'd be willing to look at some of these persistently low, other persistently low performing school districts. These children are apparently failing in these school districts, and that's not acceptable. And so looking at other options, I think, is absolutely on the table, but we need to make sure we do this in a manner that is consistent, not just with our own beliefs, but also consistent with making sure that this new option is actually going to perform. And so I look forward to working with my fellow legislators and trying to craft a program that we can see over the next 2-3 years, is this actually going to perform, and is this actually going to improve academic performance so we can compete and win in the 21st century?
Okay. People who were listening last night heard Representative Nesbitt, your name mentioned on the issue of skilled trades. He was looking forward to some ideas that you have. In about 30 seconds or so, can you tell us what might be coming down the pike on skilled trades?
I dropped legislation yesterday. It's similar legislation I dropped last year. We continue to push for a House Education Committee hearing. I'm happy to hear the governor mention it. This is about enhancing vocational educational opportunities, upskilling our workforce to match employment demands, allowing our high school students a bit more flexibility with the curriculum, and allow them to take advantage of career and workforce development programs so they can be workforce ready when they get into when they graduate high school.
All right. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Gordon. Really appreciate it.
That's State Representative Eric Nesbitt, a Republican who represents Van Buren and parts of Kalamazoo County in the State House.